In these operations, no single motif or portrait, called Emily or K, so long as the letters arrive to be destroyed. This dying into the work eliminates all pronouns, the potential for repetition, trace or track of no event leading into no depths. This dying into the work is not for, cannot be mentioned, is stolen, and the prepositions cannot be mentioned, but for, say, you or me, so much for rules, about words or numbers, so much for repetition in the beckoning depths. So much repetition in the beckoning depths, it cannot be encompassed by parts of speech, so that everything connects, or nothing does. As if poetry were epistemology, too smart for their own good. As if poetry were psychology, too smart for my own good. Here I am, said the ghost in the collage. I've been here before. I've been here before, and I wasn't there, said the ghost of the collage. Sightseers should note the grandeur of the architecture, though much is in ruin. On the road to K, also called Gnosis in some texts. With a stop along the way at a haunted house, the lights go on and off in room after room, as in any life or narrative. In one room, the light is on forever. Continuity as interruption. A figure writing all night long. This was to be a nursery rhyme, naming the names, which refused to cooperate and broke his crown. A broken crown, a circle at the center where the tornado touched down, and hid in the house, couldn't make it to the cellar with all the names. And so was lost in the forest, among many others derided or denied, with night coming on, with wolves, with nothing but the name. Emptied and emptied at the limit of the zone you have already traversed, having come to the limit, already, always, already. And so broke the promise to the pronouns, among many others, the idle promise, or promise of the ideal, zone or forest, among many others. Wolf, son of the name, the fire in the forest, center of the zone, derided or denied, emptied and emptied, or burning and burning. And in the fire is a face, and in the mirror is a face, and in the mirror is a fire, until the combinations are exhausted and nothing is left but a prayer for strength. Blessed are the lines from 1 to 6. Blessed are the combinations, the thief and the bride of the thief and the home among the trees. Call this zone a forest. Call this man a thief. Call his wife his wife, so that all falls into place. And those? Children, of course. Arrived or on the way, one said to another, "What is this music?" Or, "No more music. I stole it," said the thief. Falling asleep, afternoon or evening, with no more music, though the house is filled with music. Listen, wife, listen. Listen, children. Listen to the children who know their way about the forest and return with stories, which the thief steals, exchanging them for a kind of music. Listen to the music which knows its way about the forest and returns with stories, which the thief steals, obsessively, thinking they're allegories. Independent as any wife or thief before his arrest, the stories in the forest, at home in the forest, wait there patiently to be exchanged for music. In some versions, there is a home among the trees, and in some versions, they live apart, so there are only the letters. In some versions, they never meet at all. In some versions, there are many versions, and in some versions, only one, around which the commentators weave endless versions as if to explain. In these explanations, no single cause or image, Eden calling, endless promise, endless disaster, endless promise of disaster, endless disaster of promise, Eden gives way to forest, forest gives way to Eden. In some versions, there is only one version. The collage is the only version of the forest in which there is no repetition, but an endless expanse of commentary. Listen carefully as something disappears. Among the paper trees, a figure glides and stops, shimmers in a light that is a sort of music, turns toward or away from home. Drunk tonight, in the house of being, laughter tonight in the house of language. So many turned away at the door. So many you would think it a story, an allegory awaiting commentary, a history in all its futility. Sew them together and put them in a drawer. Tell someone to burn them. Memorize them and disappear. All of this indicates that one's self, one's style, one's persona exists as such in its infinitely complex and particular being, that it is not a question of this system or that, but of a total organization which must be described as a self. Style, in short, is the deepest thing in one's being. That was a quote. Can't recall from whom, though. So that now all is broken and has been made whole. So that now all is whole and cannot be broken. Thief, crown, Eden, children, bride, forest, wolf, letters, trees, allegory, music. I've been there before. I've been here before.